Chapter 31. Am a commissioner of the customs. Several of that commission are to be out. Among the rest, my friend Sir Matthew Dudley. I can do nothing for him, he is so hated by the ministry. Lord Treasurer kept me till 12, so I need not tell you it is now late. 16. I dined today with Mr. Secretary at Dr. Coatsworth's. 10, where he now lodges till his house be got ready in Golden Square. One Boyer, 11, a French dog, has abused me in a pamphlet, and I have got him up in a messenger's hands. The secretary promises me to swinch him. Lord Treasurer told me last night that he had the honor to be abused with me in a pamphlet. I must make that rogue an example for warning to others. I was to see Jack Hill this morning, who made that unfortunate expedition, and there is still more misfortune, for that ship, which was admiral of his fleet, 12, is blown up in the Thames, by an accident and carelessness of some rogue, who was going, as they think, to steal some gunpowder. 500 men are lost. We don't yet know the particulars. I am got home by 7, and am going to be busy, and you are going to play and supper. You live 10 times happier than I, but I should live 10 times happier than you, if I were with M.D. I saw Jemmy Lee today in the street, who tells me that Stern has not lain above once these 3 weeks in his lodgings, and he doubts he takes ill courses. He stays only till he can find Stern, to go along with him, and he cannot hear of him. I begged him to inquire about the box, when he comes to Chester, which he promises. 17. The secretary and I dined today with Brigadier Britton, 13, a great friend of his. The lady of the house is very gallant, about 35. She is said to have a great deal of wit, but I see nothing among any of them that equals M.D. by a bar's length, as hope saved. My Lord Treasurer is much out of order. He has a sore throat, and the gravel, and a pain in his breast where the wound was. Pray God preserve him. The Queen comes to Hampton Court on Tuesday next. People are coming fast to town, and I must answer M.D.'s letter, which I can hardly find time to do, though I am at home the greatest part of the day. Lady Betty Germain and I were disputing Whig and Tory to death this morning. She is grown very fat, and looks mighty well. Biddy Floyd was there, and she is, I think, very much spoiled with the